Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, we all dreamed of the end of lockdown, but now that we're easing out of restrictions, how are you feeling about it? Alongside the relief, is there an element of anxiety and fear about heading back into the fray of socialising and busyness? Well, chartered psychologist Alison Keating joins us now, and she says it's very natural to feel a sense of trepidation as things return closer to normality. And Alison, thank you very much for joining us this evening. This has sort of been in the ether a bit over the last couple of weeks as more and more businesses have reopened and life feels to be returning more and more to normal. Do you think many people are feeling a sense of anxiety about all of that?
Yes, I'm a lot of people are saying that they are. And you know, I think it's okay to kind of not label it and for people to worry, gosh, you know, has my complete identity changed? What's actually going on? I mean, they're called social skills for a reason, and we've kind of been socializing quite virtually for quite a long time. So, and it's been such a kind of an unbelievable time that I think it's very difficult for people to feel, you know, natural and normal kind of in situations that they haven't been in a while. So maybe just be kind of a bit gentle and kind to yourself that it's definitely not just you. A lot of people are feeling the same way.
And where is it coming from, Alison? You know, again, I think maybe people have expectations of themselves that, great, now I can go and eat out with my friends, or great, now I can go visit my family, or whatever it might be that they couldn't do before that. And then find themselves feeling maybe a bit uncomfortable about that or a bit reluctant to do that. And that doesn't seem to make sense, given it's what we thought we all wanted. So where is it coming from?
I think the word you're using there is, you know, expectations. And, you know, we haven't actually met them or experienced them in such a long time that it just can feel awkward and I think odd. And I think sometimes just naming it, it kind of tames it, really. You know, that say you're actually back in the office for the first time and you're going back to kind of these kind of water cooler chats. I mean, you can just say, gosh, this is weird, isn't it? You know, this is really strange. And just to kind of actually sometimes say what you're actually thinking in your head, I think gives permission even to the other person to say, yeah, gosh, this really is, it's great to be back, but it's very different, isn't it?
What if it's not great to be back and you're just not feeling it, or you see your calendar filling up and actually you felt happier with the pace of life during lockdown where you had less social engagements, but there's an expectation that you as well as everybody else will be rushing back to the way things were. How do you say no? The politics, I suppose, of saying no.
See, I think the politics is that people don't like to feel unpopular, and I think for a lot of people who, you know, are people pleasers, they think of the other person's needs before their own. And it's quite a deep one, really. You know, it's about kind of trying to cultivate boundaries that just naturally didn't occur during lockdown because the choice was taken out. People couldn't socialize. It wasn't actually there. So I think it's going to be difficult for people, but something that's really worthwhile is to learn how to cultivate boundaries that actually work for you. And what your boundaries are basically your time and your energy. And we only have a certain amount of social energy. And from my perspective, you know, it's been a very difficult year. There's been a massive kind of cognitive and emotional load and a huge load of stress upon people. So I actually think people are coming out, there's a relief, but kind of from my background in understanding trauma, I see that people are quite depleted. So don't feel pressurized, you know, just because it looks like everybody's, you know, meeting up with friends and doing these things. Just ask the question before someone says, would you like to do this? Ask it of yourself first. Would I actually like to do this? Does this actually suit me? And it's not about not being social, because I think it's good to step outside. You know, with anxiety, avoidance is not a good idea. Just start small. Figure out what actually works for you. I think what I'm hearing from people is they're a bit worried about the time contingent in terms of socializing, that if it's too long, they might feel a bit stuck, or what will we have to talk about? So I just think figure out what actually works for you. You know, would a coffee date or... I'm afraid to say a walk, you know, but what actually would really genuinely work for you? And kind of, you know, I think the whole year has made people question how we did live before, and maybe people don't want to go back to normal because perhaps it was too busy.
Just finally, then, I wonder, are you seeing when you're talking about different people with trauma and you know, everything that everyone has gone through over the last year, are there differences in the age groups when it comes to that, or different cohorts of people perhaps more concerned or anxious about going back to normal life than others?
Yeah, I suppose I'm seeing it with parents because I think the load that parents endured, and I'm not picking them just specifically, but just when you're asking, I'm genuinely thinking about, you know, in terms of this summer, it's so great to be able to bring back some levels of normality, but I think it would really be worthwhile to kind of actively invest in trying to recover this summer, you know, and actually make space for the basics, which everybody knows and they're pretty straightforward. But I think I'm seeing a lot of very burnt out, exhausted people across, you know, across the population.
Okay, we're all in it together.
Mm.
Still, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Alison Keating, Chartered Psychologist.